New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld. And each week on this program, I explore the latest in an emerging spiritual culture that's happening in this country and around the world. Recently, I just got back from England, where I investigated the phenomena of crop circles. I'll be blogging about that on my website, newrealities.com, and exploring lots of different facets of the new healing paradigm that we're moving into. Tonight's guest is very much about that, about healing, about a new technology in healing. His name is Jay Gutierrez, and his website is Nighthawk Minerals, and he has an amazing discovery that he's going to tell us about. It's a healing stone, and I'll let Jay tell the story. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I am. How you doing?
Good. So you were, just a little background on you, you were a helicopter pilot, right?
So I'm a helicopter mechanic.
Okay.
And, I was actually doing Army work up in northern Wyoming, and we landed, and I found a stone there.
But you weren't into healing at all, or doing anything like out there like this, right?
No. This is straight out of calling. I wasn't looking for this.
Okay, so you landed in northern Wyoming, and what happened?
Well, I started mining jewelry, and I started getting jewelry out, making it for jewelry and getting out to people, and I started getting a whole mess of amazing stories back. I mean, too many to be, like, I thought it was all in their heads at first, and then I had too many to believe that.
Well, why did you first get this stone in the first, what was it about this particular stone that attracted you?
Well, the first stone I saw, I only work with two stones. The first stone that I started mining, it's a mixture of chrysocolla, turquoise, and malachite. And it's got a lot of silver in it.
And why did you start to mine that? What was so interesting about that?
A beautiful blue and green stone. A beautiful stone. It's a semi-precious gemstone.
Oh, it is. Okay. And it's only found in northern Wyoming, this stone?
Well, actually, this stone here in its mixture has only been found in one other place. It's in Israel in the old King Solomon mine. It's actually the national stone of Israel. It's called Elat stone, but they don't even mine it anymore because the King Solomon mines flooded out about, 25 years ago, about the same time I found this stone.
Uh-huh. So you found this stone and just, like, thought it was really beautiful because actually you sent me a sample, and it is a beautiful green, shiny, looking malachite-like stone. You started to make jewelry, and people started to have some amazing healings with that, with wearing the jewelry. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's how it started. And then, like I said, there was just too many to think it was all in their head, so I took it to the laboratories and had them break it down into elements. Then I studied each element, its history, its medical background, everything, and kind of find out it had thorium in it, which is a radioactive element, so the jewelry was had low-dose, very low-dose radiation.
What was the radioactive element you said?
Thorium.
Thorium?
Thorium, yes.
Okay, that's an element in the periodic table?
Yes.
Okay, and it has a low dose of it emits a sort of radiation.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And what happened, then I got worried. I was scared. I said, oh, my God, what have I done to these people? I sent them all out radioactive because how we're taught that radiation is bad for you,
Right.
And then, but what I did more research on it and really dug into the research and found out that what I'm doing, this isn't new. This is very old. I mean, I'm the only one in the country that practices it, but we've been doing, I've got a whole room here full of antiques from the 1910s, 20s, and 30s. We used to make butter crocks that had radiation lined with radioactive ore. People would drink the water. We have pads they used to wear. I mean, it was incredible. We were doing great with it, too, for years.
So you discovered that there's some actual healing benefits to a low level of radiation. Is that what you discovered?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've already proved this historically, scientifically. Heck, I've got present-day case history that's got doctors working and walking in circles. What's happening is if you do the research on it, I mean, history's full of stories on this. If you do the research on this, well, you'll find out they're saying that the radiation is going through your, as it goes through your body. Now, this is how they understand it.
Uh-huh.
As it goes through your body, it's slightly damaging your cells and DNA. It's kind of like working out. When you're working out, you're damaging your cells and DNA.
Uh-huh.
Now, so they're thinking by doing that, though, your cells and DNA, they're in a constant state of repair and duplication. That's what they do. They're good at. So what they're saying, by doing that, you're stimulating your immune system, activating your immune system towards getting stronger. And I thought for years that's why I was having so much success with cancer, because we were building up your immune system to get rid of, like, let's say, cancer, okay?
Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of success with people coming to you, and you've given them the stone, and they've had amazing healings, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's all explainable. I mean, there isn't any magic or nothing. There's really, it's all basically, it's understandable.
Well, give us that understanding. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, well, no. So what happens is, all right, they're saying by doing that, you're stimulating, activating, like I say, your immune system, so it's getting stronger and being able to fight off these health problems in your body. Well, in actuality, they're true to a certain extent, except since nobody's been following this for years, but like I say, all the research is there. Anybody can look this up, except what I'm going to tell you now. What's happening is I had two great cases that happened in conjunction with each other that made this understandable. I had a woman who was bedridden for 17 years and with Aspergillus, okay, which is fungus, okay, straight out fungus. She was bedridden for 17 years. She was on oxygen 24 hours a day. She was in so much pain that the morphine wouldn't take away the pain. While she was going into a seizure, somehow she managed to get one of my stones, and they put it on her. It stopped the seizure right away. She wasn't lethargic or anything. And now you got to remember, when she went into her doctor to get a physical, he told her, this is as good as it gets. Well, she went in a month later to get a physical. He walked in the office, and she was standing there with her hand out and says, "Hi, doc, how you doing?" Well, she didn't get her physical. He stood there with his mouth open for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine. She's not on oxygen now. She's spoken at a couple of my presentations. Well, see, she had Aspergillus, which is straight-out fungus, okay?
Fungus so deep within her system, systemic fungus.
You bet. So now what happens right after that is I have one of my doctors call me up from Pennsylvania, and she says, "I have a lady here who's got breast cancer. It's the size of your palm, twice as thick. They sent her home to die." She says, "It's seeping. It's been seeping for a couple months now." She says, "And it smells really terrible." Well, that's what told me right there. I said, "It smells really terrible. If you can smell it, it's a fungus, okay? You know how they have dogs now that can smell cancer because it's a fungus."
So cancer, you're saying, is really a fungus?
You bet it is. Along with, you know, there isn't a disease out there. I work with MS, Lyme's, Aspergillus. I mean, the list goes on. Every disease you've got, you can, if you do the research and you dig deep enough, you're going to find it goes back to a fungus.
Really? So you're saying fungus is the root of all illness?
I know it is. I can prove that historically. But now, this lady, she had...
Yeah, go ahead.
She had breast cancer. She had breast cancer, and it smelled really bad, so I got her a hot stone. And when I say a hot stone, I'm talking about low-grade uranium ore that puts out a lot of energy. Not ever enough to overwhelm the immune system, but enough to get a response from the body. So she put this stone on the tumor. In 24 hours, it stopped seeping, was healing over, and the smell was going away. And in 2 weeks, the tumor was gone.
Wow.
So what that tells me right there, what was happening is, remember I said the radiation is going through and it's slightly damaging your cells and DNA. When that happens, your cells and DNA excrete a protein. That's the basis of how your immune system works, okay? That's the building blocks for it. Well, what's happening is the radiation is going through. This is really simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's going through, and it's also doing the same thing to the cells of the fungus. It's slightly damaging the cells of the fungus constantly, okay?
Uh-huh.
What happens is the fungus can't repair itself like the human cell can. Remember, I said the human cell is in the business of duplicating and repairing itself.
And a fungus isn't? Aren't all living entities sort of part of able to repair themselves? I mean, isn't part of what?
But when we're constantly damaging also the cells of the fungus, they're not as good as the human cells, they die. Now remember, fungus, when it's in the body, it eats dead tissue, okay? And when it eats the tissue in your body, it excretes mycotoxins, which is poison, okay? And that poison goes ahead and kills healthy cells. And when it's killing those healthy cells, it's actually making more food for itself, okay? That's your cancer.
That's what that is. In everyone, whoever has it, that's the problem.
You bet. Same with, Candida. They'll tell you right now, MS. I work with people with MS. What's happening is they'll tell you on statistics that 90% of the people that have MS have Candida. Candida is yeast in the body, which is a fungus, okay?
Uh-huh.
When the fungus eats, it drops the mycotoxins, which is a poison, and it does neurological damage.
Mm.
Now, I'll tell you right now, 100% of the people that have MS have Candida.
This stone that you've discovered, and what's it's good for Candida as well, right?
Well, everything. I mean, I have one doctor, MD, come to me once, and he says, you know, he did the research on this, and he says to me, he says, Jay, I don't think there's anything this can't tackle. And you know what? So far, he's been right. I mean, the miracles I see every day are absolutely incredible.
So this stone that you're selling is also known as the Elad stone in Israel, that produces this low level of radiation that basically kills fungus or candida in the body that actually is the cause of major illnesses.
Well, not only is it, an example. Not only is it killing the fungus, by slightly damaging it constantly, but after we get rid of that and it stops dropping the poisons, the damage that the poisons have done, let's take MS. I had a woman with MS she couldn't move her hands for 15 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is we can stop the progression, but that's where the radiation, as they've researched it, comes into play to where we're going to go ahead and speed up the healing. In other words, she's writing letters now. Okay.
And how do you speed up the healing? What did you do?
Okay, what we've done is, number one, we killed the fungus, and then everything comes into play that they've researched on radiation, hormesis comes into play. In other words, we're going ahead and we are stimulating and activating your immune system.
And how are you doing that? With the same stone?
Same thing. The radiation is going in. It's slightly damaging your cells and DNA. It's making them stronger. Example, I work with helicopters. I'm a medicine man, so I'm covered under NAFARA, which is the Native American Free Exercise of Religion Act. But when I'm not working with doctors and patients, I'm a helicopter mechanic still. God lets me have the best of both worlds. We're in very bad climates. We're in either it's 36 below zero or 110 out with dust and pollen.
Uh-huh.
My pilots use this stones too, and you know what? We haven't had colds or allergies in years. We just don't get them.
So you're still mining this stuff in northern Wyoming?
Well, here's what I do. Because I mine that out of northern Wyoming, but I use two stones now. After I found out that it was the radiation that was actually working with people, that was the main reason. And what I did was I started getting hotter stone out of Utah. What I would do is I took the levels that the green stone, the Elad stone, was putting out and would slowly raise it. I have digital detectors so I can slowly mix it with mud, and I'd raise it up like a 0.2 millirems per hour and start working with doctors stuff until I got to a level with a low-grade uranium ore to where I could mix it in with the mud to where I'd get it to a level to where it almost would all overwhelm people. Then I backed off. Then what happened was, is I can go ahead and I got to a level to where I've kept it at for years. to where it's high enough to where I'm getting a response from the body, but low enough to where I won't do any, I won't overwhelm the immune system. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's been working fantastic. I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, if you do the research and you dig deep in radiation hormesis out, then there's a lot of information.
How come the mainstream doctors aren't looking into this low-level radiation treatment for their patients?
Well, I think there's several reasons. Number one, they forgot to be doctors a long time ago. They're going by protocol. You got this, you do this. They
right.
quit searching.
Yeah.
For two, guess what? I work with a lot of doctors, MDs, and they can't practice this. It's not protocol. So they send their people to me. Legally, I can, and they can't.
Wow. You know? Incredible how dysfunctional their medical system's gotten, yeah.
I've treated oncologists with cancer, for goodness sake. You know, I mean, and you know what, I mean, and I really, the only people it seems like I've only lost maybe a dozen over like a thousand kits I've sent out.
You've sent out a thousand kits to people seriously, seriously ill, and you're saying at least 90% of those people have had, recovery.
Well, heck yeah. Here's what happens, okay? The only people I lose is, number one, if they get in the chemo circle, okay? They start doing chemo, knocks down their immune system. I had one lady pass away, her white blood cell count was zero. She had nothing to fight with. Or they get on the chemo and they've gone so far with it that when they get them off, they're giving them pain pills, like, let's say, the worst one would be Oxycontin, to where they get so constipated they can't eat. If you can't eat, I can't help you. You've got to be able to eat.
Why is that? What's the connection with eating?
Well, see, here's the deal. Remember I told you, if you think about it, I said where when the radiation goes through your body, it slightly damages your cells and DNA, and it excretes a protein. Okay?
Oh, I see.
There's where it comes into play. You've got to give ammo and fuel to the troops. I can put your body to fight, but if it has nothing to fight with, then we're losing.
I see. So this main stone you have, and then you found another stone. What's the other stone called?
Well, it can be, it's low-grade uranium, or it can be either what they call a carnotite or a pitch blend.
Mm-hmm.
And, what happens is, like I can have a huge stone, mine a huge stone, and cut it up, but it has to come in within certain levels that we measure out in millirems, okay?
So you have a Geiger counter, you're saying, that you take to the to these stones?
I have several digital Geiger counters, okay? I mean, I have to get them within a 0.2 millirems per hour. I want them at a certain level. If it's not at a certain level for certain things, it will not come out of my shop. I mean, I've got high-grade ores that I'd never send out to people.
Because they're too dangerous?
They're not dangerous, no. What's going to happen is it could overwhelm their immune system, okay? But it's not going to kill them. Give you an example. The mud packs I put out are between 1 and 2 millirems per hour, okay? I keep them right there. That's never dangerous for anybody. In fact, it's going to be just good. But I wouldn't send anything out stronger.
Right. Because if you did, what would happen? It would overwhelm people and they wouldn't be able to heal. Is that it?
Yeah, you'll overwhelm them. Now, there is a factor, though, of people that are, like, let's say they're loaded with candida.
Right.
What happens is, when you're going ahead and you're killing off the fungus, what happens is the fungus will, as you're killing anything, I mean, you kill anything, it's going to excrete. So
right.
as you're killing off the fungus, it's going to draw more mycotoxins than normal. Example, I had a lady with a brain tumor up on the side of her head the size of a grapefruit, okay? What happened, we started using this, but it was killing off the fungus so quick that it was dropping the mycotoxins so quick, so she was getting nauseous, but her feet were swelling because the poisons were dropping to the lower part of her body. So what I did is I went ahead and had her back off. Never stop. I had her back off for so many hours a day because if you stop, then you give the fungus a chance to repair itself.
Uh-huh.
So by doing this with her, though, I'd slow down the killing. But by the way, she's fine now. But this couldn't operate on her.
So you're saying people will sometimes feel a lot worse because of the drop-off from the fungus that's happening.
Sure, but only for a short time. It's like people, they're always, they call it like a healing crisis or whatever. I always call it like an aggravation period. But it's like people who do detox. You can detox till you're blue in the face, but until you stop what's making the poison, you can just keep on detoxing.
Right. So you're saying you really have found a cure for cancer. Is it, I mean, can you actually make that claim? I guess you can.
Well, you know what? You can't say supposedly cure cancer. You can't say that. I mean, actually, I don't really care what they want to say.
Right.
All I know is bottom line is it's working. Do your research, and they can't prove me wrong. I don't think we're curing cancer. I think we're just killing fungus and stimulating, activating your own body. And the results are good. Here's the other thing. It's just like if you do the research on radiation, hormesis, and anti-aging, you'll find out where they've already proved straight out with research that radiation hormesis promotes the rejuvenation of soft cell tissue. In other words, when I have someone like with a blown out disc, okay, I just got a great story on that. Lady
okay.
put the mud pack in her cast, had it in there for a while. They were waiting to see if when the inflammation came down on her back before they were going to do surgery, and they were going to put a rod in her back.
Right.
Okay. Well, what happened was is they took off her body cast. The doctor found this mud pack in there. Says, "What's this?" She says, "Well, it helps me." They x-rayed her body. The inflammation was gone, but the discs were healing up. She never had the surgery. Okay. So
there's an anti-aging and a whole self regeneration that happens with this low level of radiation. Is that what you're saying? I mean,
well, sure, and not even me. I mean, history shows us. I'll give you a quick couple stories.
Well, before you say that, I just want to say that my theory of evolution is that species have evolved and created new species because of a low level of radiation that the Earth has been exposed to, which has allowed evolution to take place. I mean, that's what I've studied. And do you agree with that?
You bet. You know, if we didn't have radiation, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
Radiation
right.
is the essence of life. I mean, that's why the core of the Earth is hot.
Well, why don't you just define actually what radiation is in a kind of technical way so we understand what we're talking about when you say radiation?
Well, I'll explain to you, okay?
Yeah.
Radiation is when this element goes ahead and it decays, and what it does is it emits an energy, which is what they call an isotope, okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the difference between, like, here's a good way to explain it. when you go to a doctor's office, let's say you talk to a doctor into giving you radiation hormesis in his office, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed to it, which he can't do, by the way, but let's say he did. You probably have to go into his office and get shot with larger doses, like 3 times a week, and that would cost you a lot. And then, but he'd be giving you X-ray radiation, okay? X-ray radiation is different than natural radiation.
I see. What's the difference? X-ray is what?
X-ray is one's protons going around electrons, one's electrons going around protons, okay?
Okay.
So it's different. One's man-made, the other isn't. Now, when you're talking, someone last year on the stone, what kind of radiation is it putting out? Is it putting out alpha, beta, or gamma?
Uh-huh.
Well, no. The element puts out the kind of isotope, alpha, beta, or gamma, depending on its state of decay. So, when I hand you a raw stone, right, it's gonna be putting out everything because it's in all states of decay. All right? So it's gonna be putting out alpha, beta, and gamma. Right?
Oh, I see.
Those are what's working with people. Now, and here's the other great thing. When I send out, like, a package to somebody or a stone to somebody that needs help with cancer, MS, whatever, what happens, the material that I'm sending out, the half-life on it is 250,000 years. In other words, it's going to last them forever.
I see.
So in other words, we get rid of the health problem. Then I want to go ahead and use it for the rest of their lives. The only thing they're going to do is they're going to live longer, healthier lives. They're not going to get... like with cancer, you're creating an environment that can't exist. Okay? It can't exist. So, in other words, there's a man on the internet, he holds discussion groups all over, his name's Vinny Pinto. Most all his people are healthy, but they've done a lot of research on this. So what they do, they'll call me up and they'll say they're one of Vinny's people, and I'll say, oh yeah, you're healthy, you'll be easy. I put them on a kit that I put together and a necklace. They're healthy, but they've done the research. They're going to use this the rest of their lives because they know they're going to stay healthy.
So there's many different types of radiation. I mean, there's radiation probably that comes off of television sets that aren't healthy. There's radiation from the sun that might be good in small amounts. How do you have to measure it to know what radiation is the good type of radiation, right? I mean,
well, when you work with a natural stone, you know, actually beta is probably the best, but you're not going to be able to separate them.
But you don't want to be around too much uranium ore at a high dose because that could be toxic, right?
Sure, sure. Now, if you look at the old miners that mined uranium back in the day,
uh-huh.
The only ones that have got lung, you know, I can go up there like in Utah now and find the old miners. They're living and doing great. The only ones that got cancer were the ones who were down in the mines. The miners tell me this, that were down in the mines smoking.
Oh, I see.
But see, now here's the deal. Smoking, like I get people with lung cancer. It's not the smoking that caused the cancer. What you did when you were smoking is you created an environment with the tar and the nicotine where fungus can grow.
Oh.
Okay. So we go ahead and we kill the fungus. You'll be fine.
You can keep smoking even.
I won't suggest it, but, you know, I had some amazing things happen with that. So that's some good stuff.
Right.
But anyway.
So now you've found this other stone that you're also selling or putting together kits. Can you talk about that other little stone?
Well, like I said, the first stone was a green stone with the thorium in it. Out of Wyoming. The next stone was low-grade uranium ore out of Utah that I cut up and I mixed up to different levels, depending on what we're going after. Go ahead.
No. And I also want to know about the mud as well, but go ahead. Tell about this other stone.
Well, with the low-grade uranium ore, what I can do is if it's too hot, I can crunch it up, and I can mix it with mud, and I can bring the levels. I can, with the mud packs, I can go ahead and adjust the levels of the radiation coming out of them. Okay?
Okay. How do you
do really great with that.
Yeah, how do you adjust the levels just by mixing it with a non-radioactive material?
Well, what we're doing is, like, the green stone, which is very low in radiation, not high enough for what I want to get people. When we cut the stone, we use water. When we cut it with water, we save the mud, okay, because we use diamond blades and we cut the stone and save the mud. Then we'll put the mud out into a big pan, and then what we'll do is measure it. Then we can go ahead and keep adding in pulverized higher-grade ores into it until we bring it right up to the level we need to have it.
Does it matter how big the stone is that you're wearing or how much mud you're using?
No, I can get a low-grade uranium ore stone. Half of it, or I probably get a piece off it the size of a diamond will put out 100 millirems, which is way too high. Or I can get a size of a chair that's only putting out 1 or 2 millirems per hour. Let me give you an example about radiation.
Yeah.
From the sun, like I'm in Denver, okay? Mm-hmm. Denver, from the sun, you get about 360 millirems per year from the sun. Okay. Now, at sea level, you get about 260 or 280. Well, what happens is I want people to get about 60,000 a year, between 40,000 and 60,000 a year. You betcha. You know what a lethal dose, one-time shot of radiation is 600,000 millirems. Okay, now if you were to take that 600,000 millirems and spread it over a year's time, you might get a little sick.
Mm.
You might get sick, but you're not going to die. Now,
but you can get sick from radiation, from the man-made kind, like the X-rays and all that, right?
That's right. It's bad stuff.
Yeah.
And now, I'll give you an example, though, on history. When they set off the Trinity A-bomb, and you can find this, too, there was a herd of cattle nearby. They got a large dose of radiation. Everybody was radiophobic. Nobody would touch them. You figure they're 7, 8, maybe 9 years old at the time. 18 years later, they started slowly euthanizing these cattle. And you know why? Because they just weren't dying. They just weren't dying.
Right, you're saying the radiation from the A-bomb was actually good for these cattle?
Betcha. Now, look at the people that lived on the far outreaches that got radiation, low-level radiation from Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The facts are there. The cancer rates were down from the control by far. Look off when they set the bomb off at Bikini Beach.
So let me just understand that. The people that lived in the immediate vicinity got high levels, and they were actually, and that killed them, right? But the people further out got a low-level dose and actually helped them.
Do the research. It's right there. Right there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, look at, you can even find it there where they set off the bomb at Bikini Beach.
Uh-huh.
You know, 20 years later, our government did a report called the Beer Report, okay, Biological Effects of Irradiation.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to find out what the cancer rates were for how many people were dying of cancer of the Japanese fishermen that got doses of radiation from when they set off the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
20 years later, it said, and right there in the report it says, but as of this date, no, none of them have died. Okay?
Wow.
This was 20 years later. The facts are there. There's books out on this. There's a few books, not that many. But you know, I mean, this is how little this is known, it seems like. I can go to a hospital.
But what's the name of the book that someone can refer to on the subject of radiation homeostasis?
There was a really good one easy for people to understand called Underexposed.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's by Ed Heiserot. In fact, I met him in Branson, Missouri. He came out there to meet me because he wrote the book on it, gives lectures on it all around, but he never met anybody who puts it into practical use.
How long have you been doing this? When did you make this discovery?
Well, I started mining the stone about 20-some years ago, but I haven't been hitting it hard until the last 8.
So the last 8, you've been making this into a sort of, well, healing business in a way.
Well, yeah, but I don't do it for, look, I make good money working helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
The things that happen with this, the odds, there are no odds, okay? This is straight out of calling. In fact, one doctor I was in Chicago giving a workshop to doctors from all over the world. And one doctor puts his hand up and he says, Jay, he says, why are you doing this and not us? I says, well, God got tired of waiting on you to do it. And
right.
I've been doing it ever since. Because
you're not limited by, you know, like you said, the limitations of the medical field. You're sort of coming from outside of it, so...
Well, because I'm a medicine man, see?
Uh-huh.
And being a medicine man, being covered under NAFERA. Now, being a medicine man doesn't give you the authority to go out and do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm limited to working with stones, plants, and feathers, okay? It just so happens I work with stones.
Right.
So.
Now, but you can also, Carol, one of your people said we can actually hear the measurements of the stones on with a Geiger counter over the phone there.
Sure, I can do one for you right now if you want.
Yeah, because you can just explain what we're hearing as you measure one of these green stones.
Well,
yeah,
I'll do one of the gray stones here.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the Geiger counter. You can hear. And then here's
right.
The
okay.
Okay. What I do there is I can measure it out digitally and see exactly what it puts out. So I'd actually believe it or not. I've got a patent pending on this for method of use. You can't patent a stone, but you can patent method of use. and it's looking for people. And the reason I do this is, but I don't charge that much for this. Okay. In other words, what I'm trying to do, I'm with a partner of mine, a wonderful lady down in here in Colorado. We want to put together a spa, a Radon spa. If you look up Radon spas in Europe, they have them all over the place. For centuries, they've had them. They do great. Been working with people for hundreds of years.
A Radon spa, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Radon spa. What happens is you put this the stones in, let's say, water, or you know how people have radon in their houses? Okay?
It's supposed to be toxic for them, right?
No. Do the research now. They just had a study come out that says, straight out, people who have radon in their houses have a big number medically-wise, a 60% less chance of getting lung cancer. Okay?
Really?
Straight out. That just came out about, 6 months ago. Okay?
Wow. So what's the gray stone, or are you saying it's the carnotite? That is also a level of radiation as well?
That's a low-grade uranium ore. What I'll do is, I'll give you an example with that.
Uh-huh.
What I do, let's say I've got a woman who's got breast cancer, and she's got a mass in her breast, a lump. Okay, let's take a lump. What will happen is I'll get her to use a gray stone, put it right on, because I want to work right on that area. I don't want to give her like a mat or something to lay on to where she gets a full body of radiation, because I don't want to put, like I'll say, training missions on in their whole body when they need to work in one area.
Uh-huh.
What will happen is it'll go ahead and it'll aggravate the fungus. The tumor might get just a hair bigger in the first week and a half. And what's going to happen is it's going to get smaller and smaller, and then it's going to stop. So then let's say after 3 months she says, Jay, I've got another MRI. It's gotten a lot smaller, but it stops not doing anything. Well, guess what? It's not cancer anymore. It's scar tissue. Okay, all it's going to be left is scar tissue because she's created an environment that cannot exist.
Huh.
All right.
This is really a medical revolution. I mean, I haven't heard anything like this. People have been trying to understand this for years, and it's so simple. You know?
Sure
what
it is. The thing is it's been the information's right there. Anybody, Google on the internet, radiation hormesis and cancer cure. Start studying. Here's the deal is, though, they know it works. They proved it works. I mean, we all know it works, except they can't come up with a dose or a way to get it to people.
Why can't they? You're the only person that's really supplying it to people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And I don't charge that much because, I mean, look, I get people that call me up that are on disability, can't afford anything, you know, so I take care of them, and I don't charge that much. I don't give discounts to doctors because I keep it low enough so we can help these people.
Well, I just want to tell people that NighthawkMinerals.com, people can look at your products and order them and look at the testimonies and look at your research and
They can do that, but they can't order. They can order the green stones off that, but they can't order the rest of the material.
Uh-huh.
And I rather have them call me, or I have someone I've trained now that can talk to you too. Because here's what happened: 1910s, 20s, and 30s. Okay, we were doing this with great success. Then what happened was we have and how people like to overdo things. We had a few people that were putting straight radium in their bodies, okay? And they were getting sick. There was only a few cases of it, but it was enough to start giving it a bad name.
Right.
Then we had Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and everybody became radiophobic. In other words, we dropped the ball. We dropped the ball of a healing modality that I really feel is unequaled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
But radiation did kill people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, right? There was intense radiation that killed people.
You betcha. Same thing like when you go into somebody's got cancer that goes into the hospital. They're going to use radiation, but they're going to use massive amounts to destroy. Okay? They're going to use massive amounts to burn and destroy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're not using X-ray radiation. We're using alpha, beta, and gamma to help stimulate and activate your immune system.
Wow.
But see, like I say, I don't sell that stuff. I want people to get a hold of me first. or someone I've worked with before, then they can get it from me, because I don't want us to drop the ball again. In other words, I have someone to say...
Well, can people misuse this product, you're saying? I mean...
I never send anything out strong enough it would ever hurt anybody.
Right.
And, I just won't do it. I don't care how much you use it. But let's say I get someone calling. You know, I get a lot of children these days with brain cancer, okay?
Wow.
For some reason, I get a lot of those. Well, if I just sold the stuff on the website, they might think, well, I get a necklace, he'll be okay or she'll be okay. No, that's not how we do it. So I like to talk to people. What I'll do is I'll put them on a kit and a necklace. Everybody breathing should be on a kit and a necklace. A kit's a mud pack, a water stone, and a green stone, that ELAD stone. A necklace is a carnotite stone with the radiation. But someone with a brain tumor, I want to send them a gray stone to work right on that tumor. I want to help them get through it. And people can always call me. They call me in the evenings or weekends. And I see them through it. I come through their tests.
Should I just give out your number? Is that the 303 number?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want me to just give it out to people right now?
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, 303-475-7202. You can talk to Jay about these amazing green stones that really are a whole new understanding of healing and medicine. It's really amazing. So it's that simple. Are you continuing your research in this area?
You bet. Now, two things. Number one, it's best to call me in the evenings or weekends.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, I might be in a helicopter somewhere. Mm-hmm. But number two, I do research this every day, and you know why? I don't research this. I mean, I get miracles every day. I mean, I could read them to you. Even if you look on my website, here's a guy going home, dying of pancreatic cancer with 2 weeks to live. That was 10 months ago. He was at my house the other day. And he's off hospice. Well, here's the deal. I research this every single day, not to find out how much more good it's doing everybody, improving it. I mean, I don't even keep testimonials anymore because I just got so many. What I try to do is try to find out, am I hurting someone anyway? All right?
Mm-hmm.
I do the research to find out if I'm doing something to hurt people. And let me tell you something. They have never, ever, ever proven that low-dose radiation is harmful to you. In fact, quite the opposite.
Huh. You're even saying it cures Lyme's disease, which some people say there is no cure for.
Lyme's disease? I mean, I can give you a lot of good stories on Lyme's disease. Look at my website on testimonials. There's a woman there that had Lyme's disease.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at that, and she's saying that, unfortunately, since my type is so difficult to cure, I sometimes suffer relapses. But it's changed since I've used the greenstone treatments. I use the hot water stone before rubbing the greenstone. So you actually can rub the stone on the specific spots of the body, and that will help even more. Just you have to hold the stone on the part of the body that might be aching.
Sure, I mean, and there's a lot of things we can do. I mean, I put everybody on a kit and a necklace because, well, here's what happened. Years ago, I worked with this one doctor out of, I think she was Illinois. Anyway, she had a lot of stage 4 cancer patients, and we used to try to figure out what stone we were going to put where, a necklace, a water stone, a mud pack, whatever. And then one day she told me, she says, Jay, just quit Mickey Mousing around. If you're going to heal people, heal the whole person. And she was right from the beginning, because remember, when you have fungus in your body, it's all through your body. In other words, let's say you got cancer in your body, okay? And then you had a surgery, whatever, you're cancer-free. Well, guess what? You've got to carry remission on your shoulders for the rest of your life, okay? And because you know what's in your body, you just don't know what's going to happen. Let's say you get someone who has an injury. Well, guess what? They have dead tissue there. The fungus is going to go there to eat. Suddenly you've got cancer again, okay? What happens is no, we're going to go ahead and get out of your body all the time. In other words, we're going to create an environment, it ain't going to exist.
So this would get cancer and fungus out, so there would be nothing there for anything to grow back or anything to affect anybody.
Sure.
I mean, can you overuse it? Because you recommend using it for 8 hours, but is it bad to use it for more than 8 hours at a time?
I put on there 8 hours because here's what happened. You're doing two things when you're starting out, okay? Number one, you're having a lot of diaphragm, okay?
Right.
You can drop mic. Number two, you're getting acclimated to the radiation. In other words, our bodies are starving for radiation. You know what? Back in 1901, the cancer rates were 7%, okay?
Well, some people claim they just didn't detect it and that it wasn't really that, I mean, you know.
Right now
that,
it's over 47%.
Well, they might have better detection machines or equipment for that, but let's just say, okay, and why do you say that is so? Because
we are so away from the Earth. There is thorium in the ground underneath where you're sitting right now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But there's radiation in the Earth all over the place. I mean, we're so away from it. It's incredible.
And the sun. I mean, people are afraid of the sun. I think the sun is a great healing element.
There's a guy, Dr. Mercola, that puts on the internet puts out a health information all the time. Got one for actually being in the sun is healthy for you. They've been thinking wrong for a long time. They've been thinking wrong about
I think so too. I think it's all that sunblock full of those chemicals that are really harmful for people personally.
Well, sure. But I mean, like acclimated, as far as that goes, if you were in the desert, you found a guy drinking water in 4 days and he's dying of thirst and you give him 5 gallons of water, he can kill himself.
Right.
Same thing with radiation, you know, you're getting acclimated to it. We're going to give it to you now. A little bit, fine. You call me up, and I tell you to back off a little bit, you know?
Because you have to get acclimated to this, to the radiation, because if you use it too much at first, it could make you feel a little nauseous or sick or something, right?
Right, and some people can get right through that. Some people, it worries them, and that's fine. Now, let me tell you, people worry, like, you know, could I get too much? No, nothing comes out of my shop. I give you too much effect. I get more radiation than anybody. Okay?
How do you feel?
I'm up at 4 in the morning. I work helicopters until 5 at night. I come home. I work till 11 o'clock at night, working with patients and doctors and cutting stone. And I have another full-time cutter. And then on the weekends, I go out like this weekend. I'll be going out to Kansas. I'm giving some free lectures there. Then I'm going the next week to Texas. Then in September, I'm actually coming out to New York.
That's right. You're going to be in New York, and let me see if I have... Do you have the exact dates for that?
I'm coming out there Saturday, September 13th, from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 noon. I'm going to be at the TRS Professional Suite.
Right. That is at 44 East 32nd Street. That's a very nice place, and... I'll also send out a newsletter about that as well to tell people.
Yeah. I'm going on Sunday, the 14th, I'm going to the Sacred Center, which is at a new classroom space. Do you got the address on that?
No. It's Sacred Center in New York, you're saying?
Yeah, it's at 330 West 38th Street.
Oh, 330 West 38th Street. Okay. Good.
And then Sunday later in the day, from 7 to 9 p.m., I'm going to La Casa Day Spa on 41 East 20th Street. But, what happens is I don't set these up. People call that I work with across the country. I mean, I send stuff all over the world. I send stuff to Budapest, to Norway, you know, I mean, you name it. And people are getting better, and they call me up, and when they want to have me come out and talk to a group of people, I do it. I don't charge them for it. I just go do it because I feel it's my, I'm obligated to go educate these people on what's going on.
Well, I do think the medical profession, if you are really helping and healing people, they're going to have to catch up with this and start to integrate this type of therapy into a mainstream practice. They have no choice. I mean, don't you see that as possible?
Yeah, but you know, everybody tells me, like, Jay, aren't you scared of the AMA or the FDA? No. I mean, because, look, first of all, I'm a medicine man, okay, covered under a congressional law of 1991. You can't come after me. Second of all, you need to learn from what I'm doing. You have to learn from it. Okay.
And, well, that's what I'm saying. I think the AMA will catch up with you and actually try to integrate this type of medicine into a mainstream practice.
Here's what I'm trying to do now. Like I was telling you, I'm working with a lady and we're trying to build a radon spa in Colorado, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what happens. I get phone calls every night from someone who's been down to Mexico, spent so many thousands of dollars there. A man called me the other night, been down there for so many months, and he spent $70,000 to $80,000. Or they go to Germany to hyperbaric chambers, or they go to Asia for some kind of cancer cure, or they go to... Why are they doing that when we can do it here and we can do it better and keep the money here? I mean,
right.
We can actually do it better here. You know,
well,
most people call because they say, well, I spent all this time in Mexico, but my cancer's metastasized. Can you help me? Yeah.
And what's you can help those people, right?
And what?
And you can. They ask, can you help me? And then you say, I can help you.
Yeah, I can help them. I mean, and I do help them. But,
uh-huh.
You know, here's the thing is, though, even the people that do the chemo and radiation, the sad thing is usually... they told me it's like the last hope, okay?
Right.
Actually, I should have been the first responder. I mean, a woman never had to lose a breast or lose her other one. I mean, I get so angry sometimes, but what happens, they get caught in a circle, and they can't get out.
Hmm.
You know? Doctor won't treat them unless they do chemo, you know?
Hmm.
What I do is I go out and I educate people best I can.
Well, I'm going to definitely tell people to come to the lecture in New York, and it seems like I guess people just have to try it to see if it's working for them, just if they're feeling better, you know, from like small things to big things, yeah?
The people I like best, like let's say I'm doing a workshop to a bunch of doctors, the people I like best, my favorite's always the doctor in the back, the guy who's the most skeptical, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Always raising his hand, always asking the questions, and I like that the best. And usually they say, well, you know, something sorry like hey, how I treat my cancer patients is what I do. And I'll disagree with them. I'll say, no, I disagree with that because here's what I'm doing. They usually end up being my best customers.
Right.
Because, see, I can do them. And what I want people to do, and actually if they do come to the places I'm going to be in New York, what I really like is for them to do the research. Research it. Find out there. See what's going on. Like I say, Google in radiation hormesis and cancer cure. When I get there, ask me the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
One question I have is, so you have the thing in the mud pack inside a plastic container. You're saying it also works right through the plastic?
Radiation will go right through that plastic. I double seal it so they can... Yeah, it'll go right through the closet. I want people to, like, slip it under the sheet of their bed. You'll
uh-huh.
never know it's there. Just sleep on it. It's thin. It's already measured out. Just sleep on it for the rest of your life. You know what? Once you get cancer through whatever, as long as you at least sleep on that mud pack, maybe wear the necklace, drink the water, you're going to be fine. You're going to live a long, normal, healthy life. Eat
right.
a well-rounded diet. Now, here's something that might... See, I keep track of people, their diets, how long it takes them to get better. Normally, cancer is within 4 months. The people... Now, this is something I watch, and this is important, man, because I tell people exactly what I see, okay? I mean, I have to prove everything I do. I have to be able to get in front of an oncologist, go toe-to-toe with him, and I'll do that.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. You know that over 80% of the people that call me that have cancer... are vegetarians.
Really?
Yeah. And here's the other thing.
What's that about, you think?
Well, here's the other thing. The people I see get better, quicker, faster are the ones that eat red meat. Okay.
So you're saying there's something in red meat that's actually a healing agent?
Yeah, here, remember what I said. Go back to this. When the radiation goes through your body, it slightly damages your cells and DNA, and then... your cells and DNA excrete a protein. What's happening is the enzymes in your body are able to take this protein and convert it over to your cells and DNA quicker,
mm-hmm.
okay, than any other protein. That's how I'm seeing it straight out. I mean, so actually I'll in front of a bunch of doctors, and I'll see half of them and back on, yeah, someone finally said it, you know. But like I say, I see it like it is.
You need the animal protein in order to produce a better quality protein in your body, in your immune system. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, but now here's the other thing. If you are a vegetarian, and you're not going to eat red meat, they say, well, is it still going to work for me? Sure, it's going to work. It's not going to work as fast, but sure, it's going to work. But make sure you have some protein in your diet. Eat some salmon make sure you have protein in your diet, you know?
Right. I'm personally not a vegetarian because I do feel much better eating meat occasionally and eggs and fish.
Well, I've had a lot of people that were vegetarians that quit or feel sick.
Mm-hmm. Tofu, people say, is a great, alternative. But I think that actually tofu is basically undigestible by the human body. But tell me, is this also good for superficial things like rashes, skin problems, warts, all that? Will that help also?
I'll give you an example here.
Yeah.
On my desk at the helicopter complex, I have a green stone on my desk, okay?
Yeah.
When we work with the helicopters, we work with turbine engines, and we're always rigging them while they're running, and we'll burn our hands, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, when you burn your hand, what you do is you go grab a green stone, you put it right on the burn, it'll stop the pain, it never blisters up, and it never leaves a scar.
Okay? Wow.
Lots of people use it. On their eyes, if you look on my website, there's a man, one of my pilots. He puts a mud pack and a couple of stones on his eyes every night for 45 minutes, no matter what. Now, this man, when I first met him, could barely move his neck, and he's a pilot now. He was 66, could barely move his neck, had trouble with his eyes, had a high PSA, prostate problem, right? And he didn't know how much longer he was going to fly. Well, let me tell you something. The man doesn't even really need to wear glasses now. He can move his neck fine. Hasn't had a cold or allergies in years. His prostate is just fine. And now he has to say, not how much longer can I fly? It's like, how much longer do I have to fly? I mean, every flight physical he goes to, his eyesight gets better and better.
Wow.
You've
really discovered a true miracle, but it's not a miracle because it's science. This really is a phenomenal discovery. If everything you say is true, it's true, and I have no reason not to believe it. Then we're revolutionizing medicine immediately.
If they'll listen.
Yeah.
If they'll listen.
They just have to try it. You just get the stone. You get a kit. And you just try it. There's absolutely nothing to lose by...
Well, most doctors call me up. I have to treat them first because they've always got a problem. Them or a family member. I fix them first, and then we start working on their patients. Okay?
Well, I look forward to meeting you in New York. Maybe we could do a sit-down television interview and show these stones, and you can actually... maybe measure some of the readings and talk about more of these healings that people are having. You're keeping track of everything that happens, right?
I keep a lot of testimonials and watch a lot of people and work with a lot of people. They say, sometimes I get like 5 cancer patients a night. But I mean, it got to be true. I don't even collect testimonials. I mean, well, today, let's take today, for example. I had a lady, she had a disease, she had CMT with her chest, older lady disability in southern Colorado. Got her a kit free. I took care of her. And she called me up this morning. She says, I can't believe it. She started telling me how well she was doing. She could breathe. The pressure was off her chest. She can't believe how well she's doing it. And she just started crying. Started crying. That's why I do this.
But, No, it's great. Now, let me just ask you one final question. If someone is exposed to high levels of radiation through X-ray, would this have a way of rebalancing the high levels with these low level, or do you have to do something else to get rid of the high level radiation?
There's two things here, okay?
Yeah.
When they've done the radiation and they've damaged the tissues in your body, of course they've created more food for fungus. We can go ahead and stop using a low dose and start repairing the damage they've done, for one. For two, let's say someone's going to do radiation, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, what happens is, if you know you're going to be doing radiation beforehand, let's say a few months beforehand,
uh-huh,
what you'd want to do, and you're set on doing that, what you want to do is you get on a kit and then they're like, let's go on the radiation army system that I get out to people. What that does is it gets you acclimated to radiation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, so when you go through your regular radiation, the high levels that they give you in the hospital, you're going to actually come through it a lot better.
Wait, so okay, can you get rid of that high-level radiation that's been in your body? Let's say you've been exposed to lots of X-rays. You're saying this will help decharge the other radiation out of your body?
It doesn't decharge it. See, because the radiation they're using in you is not going to stay in you. Okay?
Right.
It's not going to stay in you. It's going to stick. What they've done is they've gone through and they've done damage. Okay?
Okay.
With large amounts of done. Just like the low-dose radiation I used, it's not accumulating in your body.
Mm.
You can't hold on to it. It's impossible.
I see. Okay, because Hazel Purcell, who's a naturopath, discovered if you bathe in baking soda, you will help discharge a lot of high-level radiation. Do you know about the baking soda cure for radiation?
Baking soda is actually good for a lot of things.
Okay.
But as far as discharging the radiation, I see with baking soda, what it'll do is it'll kill the fungus.
I see. We have to wrap it up, Jay. I really appreciate the conversation. I've been talking to Jay Gutierrez. You can look at his website, www.nighthawkminerals.com. You can find out about these amazing healing stones. He will be coming to New York, and I recommend it. I have some stones I'm trying, and I'll let people know about that. Okay, Jay, thank you. Thank you for being a guest.
You bet.
And
I'll be there.
I look forward to meeting you. I want to thank people for listening tonight to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld. Check out my website, newrealities.com. Email me at newrealities at earthlink.net. Listen, next week I plan to be interviewing Gangaji, who's a great teacher of Advaita, and I'll go out with this song called the Song of the Soul. Or no, I'll go out with this other song. But thanks for listening.
Does anybody feel like writing?
Good afternoon.
Hello?